Good morning. I can't see everybody down there. There are so many of you. Hello. There haven't been this many forever? Wow. That's a long, forever is a long time. Good morning. I'm Pastor Angela. I haven't met all of you yet, but I'm glad to see you this morning, and hopefully I'll learn your names within the next couple of weeks. But you'll have to help me and remind me your names all the time, okay? Maybe not right now, but in the weeks to come. This morning, though, we're going to talk about Jesus in the story that we heard today. He's doing amazing things. Did you catch what he did? Thank you, and then I can see your beautiful face. What did Jesus do in the first bit of the story? He fed everybody. So there were all these people on this grassy plain. And you know what he started with?
I started with 5 barley loaves.
Correct.
And 2 fish.
Exactly. 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. That's all he had. And he fed thousands of people. Could we feed everybody in this room with 5 and 2? No.
If you split them into enough pieces.
If you split them into enough pieces. But would everybody be full enough? Would they walk away satisfied?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Because they're tiny.
They're tiny, right. And the next story, Jesus did an amazing thing. What did he do in the next story? Did you catch that bit? He walked on water. Can you walk on water?
No. The only thing I know how to do is swim in water.
Yeah, I only know how to swim in the water, too. If the water's frozen, I can walk on it, right?
That doesn't count.
But it doesn't happen around here. It just happens where I grew up in Michigan. Water doesn't freeze like that here. So amazing things. And you know why Jesus did these amazing things? He wanted every single person who experienced those stories to know how much he loved them. He said, I'm going to do these amazing things so that you know how much I love you. So I think there are signs of that love for Jesus all over the place. Where do you see signs of Jesus around you? Here in the sanctuary. Where do you see a sign of Jesus?
Cross.
Correct. The cross. Where else? Where else do we see signs of Jesus? Yeah? Where? Yeah, actual picture, right? Depicting Jesus on the cross. Where else might we see a sign of Jesus loving us? Yeah?
On the other cross.
Okay, we've picked all the crosses. What else do we have that symbolizes the love of God for us? Oh, Miguel's giving you a hint. What's behind us? Me, anyway. The altar?
Yeah.
What's on the altar?
The Bible.
The Bible. The Bible is a really good sign of how Jesus loves us. Right, Hunter? Yeah. What else? What else is behind us?
The tree.
The tree? Nature? That's a sign of God's love. What's that big table?
The table.
The table, yeah. It's the table. I gave you the word. What?
The candles.
The candles? A light? Yeah. But the altar, right? What's on the altar? Bread and wine eventually, right? We have bread and wine. Do we consume bread and wine? And we remember our baptism by the font. Where's the baptismal font, everybody? Point towards the baptismal font. Correct. We have all of these signs and symbols of how much God loves us. Hi, sweetie. How about when we're not in the church? What are signs and symbols of God loving us out there?
Now that's going to be a bit hard.
That's going to be a bit hard, says Ian. Signs and symbols of God loving us. You're pointing, yeah. How about our parents and our grandparents and our aunts and uncles? Are they signs of how God loves us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about every time we sit down to a meal together, we remember how much God loves us? Right. There's all kinds of signs and symbols. So this week, you have homework. You didn't know I was going to give you homework, did you? Yeah. Hey, now. Oh, we're not in school. But your homework is pretty simple, and that is to talk to your parents and those adults that you care about around you and say, what are the signs and symbols of God and Jesus loving us in the world around us? Do you think you can do that? Say, Mom, Dad, how do I know that God loves me? What shows me that God loves me? Can we do that this week? Yeah. So I'm also sending you home with a passage from Ephesians. Hey, guys, listen, ready? Let's pray together This is a prayer I'm going to send home with you, Habad. It's from Ephesians 3. Let us pray. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all of the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all fullness of God. That is my prayer for you this week, and I encourage you to consider that as you go through the week, and we gather again next Sunday, okay? Thanks for coming up. Take one of these before you head back to your seats in congregation. We continue to sing.